Greetings, salutations, and felicitations, and welcome to the Saints NOLA Podcast. I'm trying to get an idea for the pace of the show. You know, kind of hard because in the previous show I did, BS and Beer, great show. We had three of us on there, sometimes four of us, and so it was easy to go back and forth. Here it's just all on me for right now. Well, we might have some guests in the future. So now let's get into the draft itself. I have way too much information to just rattle it off here in a podcast. So I'm going to just kind of look around and see, you know, give you some ideas of some people that I think might be of interest. As I said to you, a lot of people, you know, they're on this bandwagon for quarterback. And I preface everything by saying to you, I'm just a fan. I have never played professional football. I've never played professional football. I've never played college football. So I am just giving you my side of the story as a fan. In my opinion, the top-rated quarterbacks, and usually they put five, and I have a list of five, top five in every category, and a sleeper. In my opinion, the quarterbacks are way overrated. I think the only true first-round choice in this pile is Burrow. I can't understand why everyone is so hot to trot about Tua when the man is a walking injury. Additionally, what has he really done? I know people say the same thing. Well, what about Joey Burrow? I mean, what has he really done? You know, he didn't do anything at Ohio State. Then he transferred, didn't do anything 1 year. And then the second year is at LSU. Wow, he took off. Yeah, because he had a real coach who had a real idea of how to use him. And the thing was a good coach, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't that offense that they ran last year. So Burrow got to shine. He got to show what he's really able to do. And surrounded by great players. But Tua was surrounded by great players, and I didn't see him do all that. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, Tomas, you're so wrong. You know, he was so great. Well, okay, you can stick with it. My opinion, only one quarterback rates a first-round draft choice, but it's always good, you know, it's always the way it goes, that teams want to draft someone in the first round as a quarterback. All right. So we'll let that one lie where it is because we're not going to get a quarterback anyway. I do like a young kid by the name of Morgan from Florida International as my sleeper. All right, let's go to the next big target for a lot of Saints fans, wide receiver. So you've got the top five, which includes a young man from LSU, Jefferson. I believe that when the Saints pick at 24, at least one, if not two, of these top wide receivers will still be on the board at 24. And my sleeper in this group is Mims from Baylor. So there may be a possibility of a wide receiver choice at this point. In the other groups, as I say to you, I don't see much there. Running back, Swift from Georgia, Taylor from Wisconsin, the two people talk about. But my boy from LSU, unfortunately, I was talking to somebody else and I told him, I said, on my mock drafts, I am going to Tampa Bay. I know it's always terrible to hear the LSU players go to our competitors in our division, but I think he's going to do great. I see him going in the second round. I don't see him going any later in the second round. All right, and there's some tight ends, some guards, some tackles. Okay, but I just don't see that for the Saints. Let's move on to defense. Have some tackles. Of course, everybody, Brown from Auburn, you know, way at the top there. And Young from OSU, who people debate as to whether he should be the number one draft in the first round. Now, linebacker, I think, is a need for us. So let me look at linebacker. Simmons from Clemson going to be gone. I believe Chaisson from LSU will be gone. But I think Queen will still be on the board. And I think that Murray will still be on the board at 24. I know it's hard to believe. But on several of the mock drafts I have, I have these two young men still on the board. Cornerback. Now, this one is kind of interesting because I've got it several times and it changes around depending on things. But in one, I actually have Fulton from LSU still on the board at 24. So here comes my question to you. If it comes to 24, we haven't moved, we're at 24, and you have a choice to make. You have wide receivers, linebackers, and cornerbacks still on the board. Still available, who are on your board. Who do you choose? Now, I would say to you, I don't think that the top three wide receivers will be there. I think maybe Higgins and Jefferson might be there. I don't think that the top two outside linebackers will be there. And, you know, so I'm still looking at Queen being on the board and Murray being on the board. At cornerback, I don't think that the top two will be on the board anymore. But I still see Diggs, Fulton, and Terrell on the board. So who do we choose? Where do we go with it? I think that if we stay at 24 and Fulton, the cornerback from LSU, is still on the board, I think that's our pick. I really think cornerbacks, it's a tough position to fill. I think this young man from LSU, Fulton, I think he still can grow. He's really good now, but I think he can be better. And Jenkins is not going to be here forever. So I think this might be a really good pick. I know a lot of people thinking, oh, no, we should go with wide receiver. You know, Jefferson's there from LSU. We should pick him. Wide receiver class is very deep. And by signing Emmanuel Sanders, I think that it changed things for the Saints. I think now our choice is not doesn't have to be wide receiver. I think our choice then can either be cornerback or linebacker, and I like the cornerback pick. So there's my choice for the first round for the Saints. I will tell you that there are a couple of people I really like in the category of sleepers. There's a linebacker at Appalachian State that I like, Davis Gaithier. There's a safety that I like from Southern Illinois named Chin. And there are any number of wide receivers, but the sleeper I have is Mims from Baylor. Now, I don't know what will be there at third because the difficulty is that we don't have a second. Now, one of my mock drafts, I actually have the Saints getting a second because, as usual, they start wheeling and dealing. So it will depend, I think, on what's left on the board. I don't see them going off track very much in the first couple of picks. I think the draft will go as many people predict at the very beginning. I don't think the Bengals will trade out. And I think the Bengals will pick Burroughs. So sorry for him. Because the Bengals are a bunch of cheapskates, and I just don't see him being able to do anything there. God bless him. I don't think the Redskins trade out of the second spot. I think they stay there, and they pick Young from OSU on the edge. The first one that might be a question might be the Lions. It depends on what they're offered. The Giants are not going to pick a quarterback, so they may not trade. They may just stay there, and if they do, I have them picking cornerback from OSU, Ogdula. The Giants, I think, might go linebacker, but I would not be surprised if they went offensive tackle. Then the fun begins. The Dolphins, who are behind the Giants, have multiple picks. A lot of people think that Tua is going to go to the Dolphins. I happen to disagree. I think that if the Dolphins pick a quarterback, it'll be Herbert. But the Chargers are after the Dolphins, and they want a quarterback. So now this becomes an interesting game because that's where trading with either the Lions or the Giants might be interesting, just to get a quarterback, because neither one of those two teams wants a quarterback. So I think it'll be interesting between the Dolphins and the Chargers at that point. But I believe that those two teams, the Dolphins and the Chargers, will pick two quarterbacks. Then as we go down the roster here, there are going to be some other interesting little things that happen. The Raiders have more than one pick. So again, there might be somebody on the board at, where is the Raiders at, the 12, that some team in the last six might say, ooh, we'd really like to jump up to get that. And the Raiders might be interested in trading. So that's a possibility. At 15, the Broncos, John Elway likes to trade. It wouldn't surprise me at all if somebody trades at 15. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, I think that if the Saints were to trade up, that might be a place they go to. They may trade up to 15 with the Broncos. Or, depending on what's on the board, they might trade up to 18 with the Dolphins. It just depends. The problem is that, as I see it, for the Saints to trade up, you're going to have to give up next year's number one because we don't have a two for this year. And nobody's going to let you move up for this year's trade places with the ones and give you a two for next year or a three for this. Not going to happen. And with the possibility that Drew might be ending it this year, well, we're probably going to need that number one next year if we need to draft a quarterback. So that's why I actually have a possibility of the Saints trading down because somebody underneath us might be willing to swap around and give us their number two. And again, it just so happens that there's a team underneath us that likes to trade. And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if one of these teams said, maybe we'd like to trade up, exchange number ones and give you a number two. Yeah, see, that might be interesting how we get a number two and we still have good players left on the board. Again, because we don't, you know, I've identified needs and wants, but in reality, when you're picking down at number 24, that's the bottom end of the first round. You know, everybody expects the top 10 to make the team. The next 10 should have a really good chance of making the team. Once you're at the top 20, you know, you're talking about a high second round. So that's how I see the draft for right now. It's coming up. We'll see how it goes. But I have the Saints picking a cornerback if Fulton's on the board. If Fulton is not on the board, then they may go the route of linebacker. In which case, depends on how you want to coach him. I think Queen has a lot of upside. He's smaller than Murray. Murray's a much bigger thumper kind of guy. But Murray overruns a lot of plays. So if I had to pick between Murray and Queen, I'd probably go Queen. Just because I think that on the Saints team, he'd have a chance to learn and he'd get better and better, which I'm telling you, he's got a real high ceiling. But that's the way I see it. I really don't see the Saints picking a wide receiver. Here's the only exception I would tell you. If by some chance, and I just can't imagine it, if by some chance Lamb isn't chosen in the top 12, if he's still around at number 12, the Raiders pick at 12, I could see the Saints trying to cut a deal with the Raiders to get Lamb. I could see that. But other than that, I really don't think, you know, jumping up for either one of the other two guys, Judy or Ruggs, I don't know. It just seems to me that that would be giving up too much. For Lamb, I might be willing to do it if he's around at number 12 or so, and the Raiders might be interested in swapping and getting another one for next year. I don't know. But going down seems more likely, actually, this year than going up. And especially if we could cash in on a second-round draft choice and a late first, that'd probably be a much better situation for us. All right, my friends. So there you have it. There is our initial premiere podcast of Saints NOLA. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back with you again after the draft. We'll kind of go over things. And we'll start looking forward to what's coming in the future. I truly believe there will be a season. May not have any fans in the stands. But you know what I always say. Follow the Benjamins and you'll find your answer. They're not about to give up all that money from the TV contracts and everything else. So we'll see how it goes. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk again next time here on Saints NOLA Podcast.
When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints